The Crown Casino at Barangaroo Wharf in Sydney was given the final green light to progress in November 2013, and planning is now underway for the $1.5 million development, targeting a 2019 completion. The New South Wales government cited the economic benefits for the state as a major factor in supporting the development, with over 1,300 jobs in construction and 1,200 in ongoing hospitality planned. The tax revenue on the gaming alone is expected to exceed $1.4 billion in the first decade of operation, with an additional $400 million injection to the local tourism industry. I and reporter Chris Jaggard spoke to Deborah Edwards, a senior research fellow in the field of tourism and town planning at UTS, a member of the Building Excellence in Sustainable Tourism Education Network, or BESTN, to find out why Sydney has taken such a gamble on one of its prized possessions.
Do you think the casino will organically stimulate the economy in Sydney, or are there certain economic climate factors that also need to be considered?
I actually don't believe in organic stimulation. I really believe that to maximise any benefits, strategies really need to be put in place. And that article that I put into the conversation was all around stimulating the thoughts around you just can't think we'll build it and they will come. You have to think about strategies that are going to realise these broader benefits that they want to realise. Certainly training a local population is a great outcome, as long as that labour is recruited from within the local population or within, you know, the Sydney region, that sort of thing, and as long as it's not imported, that's a good outcome. Benefits certainly flow for construction, for retail, for dividends, interest, rents, those sorts of things. There's also the generation of additional tax revenue, and that's where I think the state government is hopeful that they will generate this additional tax revenue. That can be used for infrastructure, hospitals, schools or whatever. But as long as the casino revenue just doesn't replace other revenue or other taxes, then it can be an extra income into the bank, I suppose. The thing with large urban areas and casinos, though, research is generally showing that a higher proportion of customers generally come from the local population rather than internationally or outside that local population or from overseas. And I know that you know, there was some talk about it helping to add to the increase in tourist numbers and that sort of thing. However, it is only a 350-bed hotel. It is a high-rollers casino. So the idea that it's going to, you know, put some huge boon into tourist numbers is probably a little bit exciting kind of talk, I suppose. And casinos definitely can offer community benefits. I mean, we've seen the Crown Resorts have offered significant amounts of funds for cultural development in Western Sydney and within Sydney, and they're definitely all good outcomes. Part of the problem with casinos is they tend to want to capture all the expenditure within what they do. So accommodation, food, beverage, entertainment is all encapsulated within the facility itself, and that's sometimes what we call like an island economy, I suppose, or an enclave resort where everything is captured within it. A substitutional effect will occur where other venues like bars, restaurants, cafes are going to probably miss out because these visitors are not going to go and spend there. Indeed, you know, it's in the best interest of Crown Resorts for all the income to be spent within the resort itself. I know that they've got plans to move, you know, to take people out to golf resort in the Hunter Valley and down to the Kosciuszko Mountains and that sort of thing. But I should think that's probably to two Packer-owned enterprises. So, you know, if they were going to some other resort, if they were going to a resort that were not owned by Crown Casinos or not owned by the Packer enterprises, then yes, you have expenditure that's being spent in other places. But, you know, without that, it's not happening. And also where the income is kept. So where is it banked? You know, if it's banked in a bank in Sydney and interests and all those sorts of things occur here, that's kind of fine. But if it leads to leakages outside the economy, if the funds go offshore to somewhere, then that's definitely a huge leakage in terms of the benefits for here. So really, to answer this question, we really need a before and after study. There actually haven't been a lot of studies done on casinos and the economic benefits and costs of casinos. There is a golden opportunity because there are mixed reports around out there around what casinos can and can't do. And I think that this presents a perfect opportunity to look at, well, you know, what are the strategies, where are the benefits, where are the leakages, and how can we build on that and improve it? Because certainly it adds another level of attraction to Sydney. Yes, that's without a doubt.
And I guess it's a question that sort of leads into what understanding there has been around the Star Casino development, right? So with the Star only recently renovated and located on the other side of Darling Harbour, will the competition likely dampen some of the expected economic benefits of the Crown Casino development?
That's a quite a difficult question to answer. If I could give you the analogy of accommodation. So people like to go to places where they have choice. So if they can find a bed and breakfast, a five-star, a three-star apartment, then they'll go to somewhere where they have choice. And they'd pick that over somewhere where they have limited choice. So based on that principle, the idea of having a second casino could add to the choice and therefore the that type of entertainment offering. However, again, without really knowing more substance around the offering, it may be that they will cannibalise the market that is there currently, this supposedly this high roller market, and that may be they may cannibalise that. And how they settle in the future and how they differentiate themselves will be critical to whether they grow the pie or just keep fighting over the pie.
You're an advocate for sustainable tourism through the Building Excellence in Sustainable Tourism Education Network. How will the casino development contribute to sustainable tourism in Sydney?
Okay, so how, well, again, that's a slightly tricky question, but where Best End situates itself is that sustainable tourism is underpinned by some guiding principles and values. These are stewardship, which represent responsibility and sustainability. And that responsibility is a really big word. So organisations like Crown Casino do have an opportunity to demonstrate responsibility in terms of the sustainability and leading by example for other large types of attractions. Knowledge is around open systems, sharing, cooperation and working with others and sharing that information and knowledge. And maybe some point down the track, you know, they would be willing to open their doors to the sorts of research that we do where we evaluate these sorts of things in a very non-judgmental and objective way. Ethics, the right and wrong behaviour, and with something like a casino, ethics is going to be really important in terms of the potential, all the sorts of other social impacts, which I kind of hadn't alluded to yet, and that intergenerational equity. So if we think of that site and intergenerational equity, you would hope that anybody who visits Sydney now or 20, 30, 40 years into the future will have access to the foreshore and be able to enjoy and participate in that part of our harbour site. Professionalism, which relates to skills, attitudes, the way in which they behave, and hopefully that behaviour represents ethical behaviour. And mutuality, which is this respect for diversity, inclusion, equity, humility and collaboration. So these are sorts of the sorts of things that we like to teach our tourism students and which underpins all of the work that we do around tourism sustainability. And urban destinations are very complex places, and it's not just one thing that's going to make it shine. People come here for the weather, they come for the food, they come for they come to see locals at play. They want to see us having our lunch outside and they want to see us enjoying ourselves. And they don't even know who, you know, the table next to them, is that a tourist or is that a local? So the vibe that a city gives helps to create a good feeling, and that's some of the reason that we tend to get into the high attractive indexes for city destinations around the world. One of our problems is infrastructure around transport, so that's going to really lead to certain issues in the future. But overall, yeah.
And just finally, Deborah, do you think that Sydney needs a second super casino?
Look, I've got two hats. One hat is I love open space and I'm not a casino goer myself, so I can openly admit to that. And I've never spent a dollar in the Star City, although I have been to their Lyric Theatre and things like that and enjoyed those entertainment options. But my other tourist hat can see how you have different, you need to attract different types of markets. And certainly they will attract a certain type of market, and they're going to attract a high spending market. I would only hope that we've got it already, so we can't really, you know, go back in time. So it's coming. And I would only hope that they will undertake some strategies that ensure that they don't cannibalise small businesses, and that those people are allowed to engage in the broader environment rather than just get them into the casino and, you know, block them in through all sorts of entertainment options and they can't leave again kind of thing, because it's, you know, all too shiny inside.
Senior Research Fellow and member of the Best End Network, Deborah Edwards, ending that report by myself and Chris Jaggard. You're listening to On the Money, broadcast nationally through the Community Radio Network and produced in the studios of Radio 2SER. I'm Bissy Angelkowska.